Good morning, everyone. Glad you guys are all here this morning. We got the opportunity to have Frontier School of the Bible come because of Mega Teen down at Sunshine this week, and my brother came with them, Jed, and I don't know if you'll be able to tell which one's which, but he's a lot taller than me and maybe a little more athletic, and everybody was making fun of me saying that I don't have the athletic genes that he does, and I didn't worry too much because those go away. I have the good looks genes. But we know those decrease over time, but you can't get much worse than this, I'm telling you that. But no, it's good to have them and the rest of those guys, and we'll be able to hear from them with the worship team this morning. So we're going to start off with a few announcements. If you want to look to your bulletin, Ladies Night Out this week is April 11th at 7 o'clock here at the church. The love offerings, you can see the totals for Mike and Judy Manna and the SBA ministry team last week. For those, also the lost and found table as you came in, if you see something on there that you like, but it might not be yours, everybody's had their chance. So if you see something that you think that you like, go ahead and take it. Otherwise, these poor college students, they might grab a sweatshirt or a hat because they're cold today or something. I don't know, but get that. Otherwise, we're going to take it to either Helping Hands or the Goodwill and get rid of that stuff. So. Short-term missions funding, if you guys are interested in that, you can read through the details and get that to the missions committee no later than May 4th as well. And then also, there's a sign-up sheet out there for volunteers for the VBS this year for the Wonder Junction, studying God's or Jesus's wonder. And sign up for that and make sure you put your shirt size down so I can get that, get those ordered in here and so we don't not get them. So, are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from 1 Samuel 12:24. Only fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you.
Again, good morning and welcome to our worship service, and especially those that are joining us online. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing together number 452, Make Me a Blessing. Ask you to stand with me, please. Number 452, Make Me a Blessing. Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing. Christ and his love, tell of his power to forgive. Others will trust him if only you prove true every moment you live. Make me a blessing. Pray, make me Christ was given to you in your need. Love as the Master loved you. Be to the helpless a helper in need. Unto your mission be true. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing to serve you, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Very good singing. If you take this time to greet one another, let each other know you're glad they're here. Well, grateful that each of you made it in today. Know the weather was a little unusual for our winter this year, but also grateful for the moisture. I know that's been a huge prayer request, and as we anticipate the week ahead, looks like there's another storm system coming. But also, in light of that, we will be hosting Rodney Fawcett's memorial service here on Wednesday. That'll be Ken Fawcett's dad passed away this week, and so we'll be praying for the family, as well as pray for Steve Fawcett. That is Helen Wayne Fawcett's son. He's coming from Montana, so Lord willing, he'll get here in time. He's doing the prayer service and the sermon, so I know that's my prayer request, that he will get here on time. But it's the opportunity we have to host, and I know to come alongside of a family during this time. Also, the request that went out last night from Sherry and Dean Van Zee. Sherry's sister Vicky fell and broke several vertebrae and ribs, but also dealing with liver failure and kidney failure. And so she was getting some nutrition and liquids in, but be praying that she would be able to gain some strength then to be able to recover. Are there any other prayer requests or praises for today? Yes, Faye.
I have a praise that my husband had a good report at the heart hospital.
That is wonderful news for Tom, as he's gone through at least one heart procedure, and glad to hear that the report was good. So do we keep your name on the list? Okay. Well. Oh, that's wonderful news. Well, you and I had this discussion about you didn't want to take it off until the doctor report. So that is wonderful. That is a huge praise, and we're grateful that how God has healed. Other prayer requests or praises this morning. Ah, Erica.
I'm sorry.
Wonderful. So, Erica has had a rather interesting physical journey with some of her joints and such, but that is good news that she's been discharged from the Ortho Trauma Center. And so we'll continue to pray for healing and your mobility getting around. That is a wonderful step. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin today, we acknowledge that there is so much that we think we can control, and then this weather shows up and reminds us that we control so very little. We are thankful that we are part of your family, and that as our good Father, you know what we need, and we have been praying for moisture. Thank you for sending it our way. We pray for the safety and getting around with the change of plans that brings with the weather that came in. But we do pray for the moisture that still come that we need. We're grateful for this area that you've placed us in. And as you've told us when your son came, to pray for our daily needs, that you listen, that for both bread, for both relationships with others. As we stand and as a part of the family of God, we do lift up these requests to you. We're grateful for the praises that we hear today for Erica and the healing that you have brought to her hip, for the medical teams that have come alongside of her, and we just pray that you would give her safety, but also healing. We're also grateful for the report from the doctors with Tom and Faye, and we just pray that you would continue to be healing Tom's heart. Grateful for the procedure and the reminder of others that have had procedures. We lift up Ed Morgan to you and his ongoing stay in swing bed with the antibiotics. Pray that his foot would heal, but also from his stents. We also lift up Tony Welch to you and continue to pray for the healing from his heart surgery as well. We do thank you for the medical staff that is around our community and around our state. As they study the human body, we understand you are the great physician and you give wisdom and insight to these individuals, and we thank you for the part they are used by you in our lives. We ask that you would also protect them as the different colds and respiratory issues are going through again the community, that you would watch over them as they minister to us. Father, we do lift up those that are still dealing with, whether it be lungs or sinuses, this time of year you would heal. We also lift up Sherry Van Zee's sister, Vicky, to you. Grateful that she's got to the hospital. We do pray for healing for these broken vertebrae and ribs, but also for the dehydration and her liver and her kidneys would begin to gain function again. Father, we just pray for Dean and Sherry as they minister to Vicky and are there with her. Give them safety in their travels back. Father, we lift up the ministries that you've entrusted to us. We're grateful for the year of Club Rock we've had, and now as we anticipate the coming VBS, we just ask that you would raise up the volunteers we need and the opportunity and the working in the hearts of the students that will be attending. We thank you for this privilege of working with these parents as they raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Father, we also think of our missionaries around the world. We lift up the Romanos to you and their work they do in Italy as they get prepared for another summer season, but also James's trip to Rwanda, that would, again, the individuals that he came in contact with and the messages that were preached would find receptive hearts. Also for their work in Greece, the open doors you give them, we just ask that you would supply their needs. We also are grateful for the other ministries. We are grateful for that Andrew and Marissa are here with us for the Frontier Praise Team and the opportunity they had at Megateen this weekend. We are grateful for the gifts and talents you've given them and the opportunity they have to exercise and to minister both out at Sunshine and here. We also pray for the results from Megateen, not just the time spent, but more importantly, the time spent with you, that it would be used by you, not just for a weekend, but in the days and weeks and months to come. Father, we pray for our world. We lift up the places that there is great unrest. We think of Israel and with Ukraine, but we also lift up Syria, the persecution against the church and persecution against those that call on your name. We ask that you would intervene, that peace would reign, and that hearts would be humbled. Father, that is what we ask. For our opportunities today, we're grateful that you've blessed us with so many things. We just ask, as we receive the offering from your people, that you'd use it here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the blessings of this time of year, we've had the opportunity to have the Frontier worship team come lead us in worship, as well as the Elliots come back. They are part of our church family, not only because he was our youth pastor for 5 years, time flies, but also they're part of our missionary support. And so I'm going to ask Andrew to come, introduce the team, and give us a little update. That's one of the requirements for getting support from us, is he must talk every time he comes.
Well, good morning. It's always fun to come back, and I've just decided that when you guys need moisture, you just need to tell Lucas to plan Megateen, because every year that we come, there's snow, so we're still trying to figure out if we're going to make it home tonight or not. Some of the students are a little bummed, and the other ones are going, I have homework due, so this will be good. I don't have to come back. So, no, I brought 11 students with me, and then there's actually a 12th student here. And he didn't know, but he's going to have to come up front with us as well to introduce himself. You'll find out who he is in a second. But a little update for us. We were singing the song, Make Me a Blessing. And the first thing I thought of is this church is a blessing to my family. And Obviously, it was almost 10 years ago when I showed up here. June will now be 10 years when I came. And we had Easton was the only one, and now our kids are 10, 9, and almost 8. So they're here, and I should not be in trouble because I brought them with me. Every time I come and I don't bring them, I'm in trouble because I know you don't care to see me. You want to see them, and I don't blame you. So with that being said, just thank you so much. The school year's been a good year. First half of the school year, the first 3 weeks were rough. I had 9 guys in and out of the hospital, some for some pretty dumb things, to be honest, but we got through it. They're learning. We joke with in college that the male brain does not fully develop till 25, some of them a lot longer, and there's some of that even here. Eli. I wouldn't be here if I didn't call somebody out. So no. So if my team, if you are attending Frontier right now, would you come on up? We're gonna have everyone introduce themselves, and then us that are not musically gifted will step down so you guys can sing with them. I'm gonna make Isaac come up here with us as well. So all right. So I want you guys to give name, where you're from, and grade you are in. So. I'm gonna step out of the way.
I'm Ben Barrow is my name. I'm from North Central Nebraska, a town called Ainsworth, and I'm a freshman.
My name's David Loesch, and I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I'm a junior.
I'm Taylor, I'm from here, and I'm an intern.
My name is Beatrice McMillan. I'm from La Junta, Colorado, and I'm a freshman.
My name's Ashley. I'm from Lehigh, Utah, and I'm an intern.
I'm Hannah. I'm from Gothenburg, Nebraska, and I'm an intern.
My name's Katie. I'm from Winter, South Dakota, and I'm an intern.
I'm Jed Bielenberg. I'm Abe's brother. I'm from Western Iowa, and I'm a freshman.
I'm Ella Carher. I'm from Franklin, Nebraska, and I'm a freshman.
I'm Josiah Richards, and I'm from Montana. I'm a freshman.
My name's Isaiah Mulsey. I'm from southeastern Washington, a town called Albion, and I'm an intern.
I'm Isaac Yoder. Most of you know me as Omar's grandson.
So this is honestly a privilege to work with these guys. He didn't say it. The one from Montana here grew up in Vanuatu. How many of you know where that's at? I didn't either. It's okay. When I got his application, I'm like, I got to figure out where this is at. So his dad is still, you can be praying for his dad. He's finishing up a translation of the Bible in their tribe. So that's something neat there. But we're going to be around for a little bit this afternoon, maybe even all day. So... love for you to talk with them, but I just want to again say from my family, thank you guys. We cannot do what we do at Frontier without you guys. And the prayer support, the financial support is a blessing. And I say this every time, and I'm still waiting for someone to take me up on this, but if you ever want to come see us, please come down. We have someone who runs our hospitality. Her name's Taylor Michaelis, okay? So you can get a hold of her. She can help you, but we would love to do that. So with that being said, we'll let the worship team go, and the rest of you can get down. So thank you, guys.
Gotta breathe out my mouth. Is the key. Nope, that doesn't work either.
Okay, we're going to start off with the song Our God. Feel welcome to stand if you would like.
Why don't you turn into wine? Open the eyes of the blind.
There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, and our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer and awesome in power. Our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater and our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer and awesome in power. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome power, our God, our God.
And our next song is More Than Conquerors.
My hope and strength is gone. You're the one who calls me on. You are the life, you are the fight that's in my soul. Oh, your resurrection power burns like fire in my heart. When waters rise, I lift my eyes up to your throne. We are more than conquerors through Christ. You have overcome this world, this life. We will not bow to sin or to shame. We are defiant in your name. You are the fire that cannot be tamed. You are the power in our veins, our Lord, our God, our conqueror. I will sing into the night, Christ is risen and on high. Greater is he living in me than in the world. No surrender, undefy it in your name. You are the fire that cannot be tamed. You are the power in our veins, our Lord, our God, our conqueror. Nothing is impossible. Every chain is breakable with you. We are victorious. You are stronger than our hearts. You are greater than the dark. With you, we are victorious.
Third song we're going to sing is Just As I Am, I Come Broken.
Just as I am. With all open arms, praise God, just as I am. I come broken to be mended, I come wounded to be healed, I come desperate to be rescued, I come empty to be filled, I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb, and I'm welcome with open arms, praise God, just as I am, praise God, just as I am.
You may be seated.